Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesty above the fruited plain.
All conservative and all podcast, welcome to My American Nightmare.
Thank you for being the voice of conservatism.
Of course I am. Now go watch the polls.
Thank you for being the voice of conservatism.
Say it again louder so my liberal listeners can hear it.
Thank you for being the voice of conservatism.
Three's a charm. Let's start the podcast. Great to have you here. Welcome to the John Conservative Podcast. Ladies, gentlemen, and creatures of darkness, it's been a Washington fire sale, and everyone's grabbing some money. Republicans caved on the taxes. John Boehner got reelected as a House Majority Leader. And that tubby fuck Chris Christie blubbered about not getting Hurricane Sandy funds from the federal government. Hey, Christie, ask and eat at the buffet of Washington is not helping you fight for a smaller government. So much to get into today. And remember, you dumb fucks, elections have consequences. Morgan, is that what the memo says? Dana Lash and Sean Hannity got the same note months ago? God damn it. I'm sorry to run my mouth like an assault weapon, folks. That was my new hire, Morgan. To remind you ignorant pricks, last episode, my old and moldy assistant Kim left me a whole pan of brownies to take home and eat. And let me tell you, patriots, it was no ordinary brownies. I thought that shit was poison after an hour and started writing my fucking will. But no, it wasn't the cannabis brownies prepared by that fired piece of shit Kim. Do you know how awful it was? Do you know, patriots? I made love to my wife and enjoyed it. Are you listening, new chuckle fucks? I made love to my wife and enjoyed it. You wiping that cum out of your liberals? We made passionate love for 3 hours, followed by watching The Wizard of Oz while Dark Side of the Moon played in the background. I mean, I couldn't believe it. That when I awoke, the crippling withdrawal caused by this foul drug was absent. My Xanax, for example, caused me to crumple up like a dolphin drunk at the Sierra Club. But anyway, my new assistant, Morgan, would never poison me. Nope. I injected her with some secret chemicals so she never gets blue blood. Having a fucking liberal here in the studio, and by studio I mean my closet. Yeah, Morgan, bring some Everclear on ice. I need to support those fucking corn farmers. Jesus. Let me have a sip of this. It's a spot. So I checked my email yesterday, and none of you motherfuckers are emailing me or tweeting my twat. The address to contact me is johnaconservative@gmail.com. And my Twitter is @JohnPodcast. Pretty fucking easy, so I'll say it slow for my liberal listeners. JohnAConservative@gmail.com, and my Twitter is @JohnPodcast. Was that slow enough for you? Feel free to send your questions and comments. Also, if you have a minute between jerking it and firing a few hundred rounds to prepare you for the rapture, why not review and rate my podcast on iTunes? I put it up there. It took me a couple months to figure that shit out, but I'll personally read all of the reviews on the air, and I'll spread the Tea Party message to more folks. Who knows? That liberal uncle of yours might have something to say at Thanksgiving that isn't total bullshit if you keep listening. Like this Thanksgiving, I have this liberal uncle giving me hell in a hellhole about the gay marriage amendment failing in Minnesota and voter ID dying at the ballot box. I overturned the fucking table and pushed his wife down a flight of stairs. I was so fucking angry. She wasn't my aunt. She was one of God's children fucking my goddamn enemy. And since it was Minnesota, I decided to go outside, make a snow cone, and piss all over it. I gave it to my uncle with some big grin on my face. It's lemon, motherfucker. Now grin and eat in front of my parents. Jesus, Morgan. This Everclear isn't working fast enough. Oh yeah, she was fine. She was insured by a private healthcare company, the way Christ would have wanted it. He wouldn't want to care for the poor, far from it. He told Peter to take from the poor and give to the rich. You know, trickle-down economics. Then he told Jesus and friends to build a shining city on the clouds, like Ronald Reagan demanded in the 1980s. Fuck, changed my mind, Morgan. This stuff is pretty goddamn strong. Were you idiots paying attention to what Dick Armey said this week? I'm not talking about the new United States military. I'm talking about the rich bastard who funded Freedom Works, the grassroots organization behind the Tea Party. You know, the grassroots organization that received financial backing from petrol companies, gun companies, and rich fuckers like Dick Armey? They call the concept astroturfing, posing as a populist organization while doing the bidding of big money donors. Anyway, he padded around $1 million to get Glenn Beck to say nice things about the organization, which is like having giving a birthday party clown some PCP to entertain the young ones. But I guess we American conservatives have one simple question. Why isn't John Conservative getting a slice of that pie? You hear me, Dick? I want to nibble off that cake. Obama should spread the wealth around in my gun and Bible collection. Only New Testament, though. I like God when he wasn't a fucking asshole. Let's see that cash. Or, Obama, is your administration too chicken to back my ass? I'm hearing liberals. I'm hearing silence, Democrats. You want a piece? Take a number. If you big government liberals want to send me some money, please send it to my email at johnaconservative@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, you sacks of shit. Leave me some iTunes love if you like this real talk. I'll be back soon next week. Until then, cling to your freedom like a goddamn koala bear.